Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're in the Authors Studio at Book Expo America 2012 in New York City. And right now we have the pleasure of sitting down with Uncle John. His real name is Gordon Javna, but he's known to you as Uncle John. And he has come out with Uncle John's fully loaded 25th anniversary bathroom reader. Hello, Uncle John. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Would you prefer Uncle John or Gordon?
Well, call me Gordon.
Okay.
But then you can call me Uncle John, too.
We'll go with Gordon. All right, so the bathroom reader turns 25. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Did you ever in your wildest dreams imagine when you came out with the first edition, you'd be sitting here 25 years later talking about the 25th anniversary edition?
Absolutely not. At the beginning, it was just year to year. If we could find enough things to write about to put in the book, we would do another year's edition. And that's pretty much how we did it from year to year until about maybe 12 years ago. We said, oh, this is a real series now. And we just kept going at that point.
Well, I've got one of your books in my bathroom. But for those who are uninitiated, let everybody know what Uncle John's Bathroom Reader is.
Uncle John's Bathroom Reader is a 500-plus page compendium of short nonfiction articles on a variety of topics that run from sports to politics to history to science to pop culture. Just about anything that you'd like to read about is the kind of thing that we'll publish, except it's all family rated. We don't, even though it's in the bathroom, it's not there's nothing dirty in there. We want anybody to be able to just pick it up and open a book anywhere and just start reading and be entertained. And that's allowed us to be around this long.
How'd you come up with the idea 25 plus years ago?
Well, how do you think we came up with the idea?
You need something to read when you're in there.
For those of us who read in the bathroom, and that is most people, because they've done studies that show like two-thirds of people who can read in the bathroom. For those of us who do, you get tired of reading the back of the shampoo bottle after a while, and you're looking for something that's fun and entertaining. And it's that need that made us aware that the bathroom is really a place where people read. So there were no books for the bathroom, so we decided to do the first one.
What's special, what's unique, what's different about this edition of Uncle John's Bathroom Reader?
Well, to begin with, I said our books are 500-plus pages. The 25th anniversary edition is going to be over 600 pages. That's new for us. We've done some bigger books, but not that big. So it's going to be bigger. It's also going to be, it's going to have reminiscences by some of the people who worked there at the very beginning. I mean, 25 years. It's not written by me or all by me. We have a staff of writers, and that's been a changing over the years. But the series was started by my brother back in 1987, and so he'll be writing the preface to it, and we have other people writing little bits about what it was like to work for the company back then.
600 pages. Now, that would mean we better have sturdier toilets and sturdier bathroom sinks, yes?
Well, it just lasts longer. You can, instead of reading it six times, you can read it five times. I don't know. It's just a lot of stuff to read about. And the thing about Uncle John's Bathroom Reader is we cover so many topics. You may not be interested in history, and so you flip the page to another, to something about movies or TV, and with 600 pages, there's more stuff to read that you like.
Now, Gordon, I've done television news for much of my adult life, and periodically, I'll have people come up to me on the street and say, "You're in my bedroom every night." How do you react when people say, "You're in my bathroom"?
I close my eyes immediately. I don't want to see what goes on in people's bathrooms. I'm glad they're reading my books, but it's fun to be told by anybody that you're part of their life. And one of the joys of doing this book is that you really do get to entertain people. Where they read it, not everybody reads it in the bathroom. They are in a lot of bathrooms, but it's fun to give to entertain people and give them pleasure.
And we're never going to run out of trivia.
That is true.
So how many more editions are we going to see?
Oh, we'll just keep doing it. As you said, we'll never run out of trivia. We'll never run out of fun stuff to write about. Our favorite thing to write about is forgotten history. And we love to write about unknown origins. Not to mention dumb crooks and all that kind of... want to hear my best dumb crook story?
Sure.
My favorite is the story about the two guys who went into a bank to commit armed robbery. And one of the guys yells out to everybody in the bank, "Nobody move or I'll shoot." And his partner moved, so he shot him.
And on that note, the author is Gordon Uncle John Javna. He has come out with Uncle John's Fully Loaded 25th Anniversary Bathroom Reader. Very entertaining stuff. We've all got it. We just never knew there was really an Uncle John. Gordon, thank you very much.
Hey, thanks very much. Nice to be with you.